Suspense, a television theme done by Sean Williams, actually. Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC, Los Altos Hills, the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show, and may the 4th be with you.
Hardware Wars, a spectacle light years ahead of its time. Starring Fluke Starbucker, intergalactic boy wonder. Augie Ben Doggy, venerable member of the Red Eye Knights. Princess Android, interstellar damsel in distress. Ham Salad, ace mercenary pilot and intergalactic wise guy. Darth Nader, villain. See incredible celestial battles ablaze with death-dealing weaponry. Enjoy mirth-filled moments with the amusing antics of Space Drones 4Q2 and Artie Deco.
Artie Deco, where are you? What are you talking about? This is madness. Oh dear, I'm going to regret this.
Watch with electrifying fascination as Fluke Starbucker discovers the princess's secret message.
Help me, Augie Ben Doggy.
Golly!
Help me, Augie Ben Doggy. You're my only hope.
There's heart-gripping drama as Fluke meets the venerable Augie Ben Doggy.
Your father wanted you to have this when you were old enough.
Gosh! Wow-wee! Jeepers! Golly willikers!
You'll feel supercharged with intrigue as the adventurers join forces on an heroic mission to save the princess.
Identification?
These aren't the drones you want.
These aren't the drones we want.
You don't want to detain us.
We don't want to detain you.
Fly along with Ham Salad and Chuchilla, the Wookiee monster, as they make their daring getaway. Experience the expensive spine-tingling special effects as you become catapulted into the dazzling dimension of Dino Space.
They're still back there. They're gaining on us. Does this thing do light speed?
You bet your asteroid, kid. Hold on.
You'll hiss Darth Nader, naughty person.
I don't understand what you're saying. Are you talking to me?
I got a bad feeling about this. Chuchilla, pull reverse.
Oh. We're out of control. We're being drawn toward it. Get us out of here.
Take it easy, kid. It's only a movie.
Hardware Wars. A sprawling space saga of romance, rebellion, and household appliances. Hardware Wars. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll kiss $3 goodbye. Coming soon to a theater near you. Get in line now. May the force be with you.
Music programming on KFJC is supported in part by Streetlight Records in San Jose. Streetlight buys, sells, and trades new and used compact discs, records, and DVDs. Streetlight features live in-store performances from artists around the world. Streetlight Records is located at 980 South Bascom Avenue in San Jose, and the phone number is 408-292-1404.
Ceci concerne un hors-la-loi qui vécu de l'Ouest. Parmi ces mauvais gars, parmi ces Billy the Kid et pire, il y a parfois des lâches, tel celui qui tira dans le dos du fameux Wild Bill Hickok. Il y en a toujours un comme ça, à n'importe quelle époque de l'histoire. La plupart d'entre eux furent de vauriens, mais une fois de temps à autre, l'un d'eux prouva qu'il aurait pu vivre comme un homme. Le sable du désert, sa main serrant, un revolver, une balle dans le dos, je le croyais mort, le plomb près de cœur paissant son corps, mais il respirait, et dès de mon couteau, ce soir-là, je sauvais le pauvre de Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
Mes soins lui prodiguèrent ses cours, il guérit vite avec les jours. Tout le temps, rythme d'enfer, il s'exerçait au revolver. Et je l'observais stupéfié, ce tir que personne n'aurait pu défier de Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
Puis nos chemins ont divergé. Nommé shérif, je pus porter une étoile d'or, symbole des lois, tandis que lui, par monts et bois, bandit, terreur, tel renom, faisait craindre de tous le nom de Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
De lui ou moi, elle sonnerait l'heure, décide en quel est le meilleur. Un jour on me dit, c'était sûr qu'il était présent dans nos murs. Je quittais mes hommes dans la rue et tous ceux j'allais vers mon but, Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
Réputé comme le plus rapide, je dégainais comme un bolide. Mais sa balle blessa mon poignet et fit voler mon pistolet. Son revolver sur moi pointait, le tir mortel me menaçait de Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
Ce fut, dit-on, la première fois qu'on vit sourire ce gars-là. Il abaissa son arme pas vite, puis dit, ami, nous voilà quittes. C'est ainsi qu'enfin je compris qu'un peu de bon restait en lui, en Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
Je lui bloquai toute retraite. Dans la rue, on marcha d'une traite, une mitraillade le descendit. En un instant, il fut sans vie. Et retentirent des cris de joie. Personne dans la ville ne pleura pour Ringo.
Ringo.
La légende gagna chaque foyer que Ringo je l'ai surpassé. Puis que ma retraite, je l'ai prise en raison des années, ils disent. Ignorant sur sa pierre tombale, pourquoi se ternit mon étoile pour Ringo?
Ringo, 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 Ringo.
Yep.
Here he comes, here comes Speedway, sir. He's a demon on wheels. He's a demon and it's gonna be a chasing after someone, baby. He's gaining on you, so you better look alive.
racer, we'll see it through. Go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go!
He's burning rubber and the engine around the tank.
He's getting down the light, we're coming back.
Spot 1019. This is 89.7 KFJC and the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show. I'm your host, Robert Emmett. Spot 1019 played that live in the KFJC pit back in 1988. Speed Racer. We also heard Lorne Greene. He is Canadian, after all. speaking his way through Ringo in French. And, of course, you know, may the force be with you, Hardware Wars. We showed that at a previous Psychotronic. We probably won't show it tonight because it actually is going to play tomorrow at the Niles Silent Film Museum. And they've got a special program tomorrow, and I'll tell you a little about that later. Right now, let's talk about the Psychotronic. I don't know. The Psychotronic Film Festival, it's wild and it's weird. And it's really fun. There's something about 16 millimeter films that just can't be duplicated, and part of it is because some of them are washed out. You know, they've turned so that they're color film that's like red and scratchy sound. But it all adds kind of to the enjoyment, just because of these historic pieces of film that you're watching, where cigarettes were mild, and of course you needed a Polaroid swinger to take your photos before you had something in your phone. So lots of fun stuff, and it's a very fun place, and it's tonight from 7 to 11 p.m. right up here at Foothill College, room 5015. You go to kfjc.org, find out more about Psychotronic, and $5 donation. We've been doing the Psychotronic for 32 years come December, and it's always been a $5 donation. Are you going to beat that anywhere? No, you're not. So and no fee for parking. It used to be that Foothill charged for parking, but they're not charging for parking currently. So cool. And door prizes, like I said, oh, you know, we've got a season of Starsky and Hutch on DVD to give away at the Psychotronic. So lots of fun door prizes. Mr. Lobo will be there as a special guest. And we're there for the movies. So tonight, 7 to 11 p.m., right up here at Foothill College, the KFJC Psychotronic Film Festival. Let's play some more music on your source for sound, KFJC.
Michael Rennie was hailed the day he stood still, that he told us where we stand. Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Clark Rains was the invisible man. There's something went wrong with Ray and King Kong. They got caught in a cellular jam. And had a deadly pace to kick him out of space. And this is how the message ran.
I'm John Waters, and I'm supposed to announce there's no smoking in this theater, which I think is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard of in my life. How can anyone sit through a length of a film, and especially a European film, and not have a cigarette? But don't you wish you had one right now? And I'm telling you that smoke anyway, it gives ushers jobs, and if people didn't smoke, there would be no employment for the youth of today. So once again, no smoking in this theater.
Henry Mancini music, believe it or not. That's from Life Force. This is 89.7 KFJC and the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show. Life Force was a British science fiction film. And their science fiction is always significantly different than American science fiction films. There's always like a lot more going on in it. So Life Force, there was a magic sword that comes into that, too. So, pretty cool. We also heard John Waters from a previous Psychotronic Film Festival doing a no-smoking thing that was run in a lot of, if you remember the old Varsity or the new Varsity, they used to run it occasionally. And Me First and the Gimme Gimmies doing science fiction double feature from the Rocky Horror Punk Show. And now let's talk about Hardware Wars. Nile Silent Film Museum is got a special treat tomorrow at 2 p.m. At 2 p.m. they're going to show Hardware Wars and Plan 9.1 from Outer Space. And then at 3 p.m. they're going to show Plan 9 from Outer Space. So that's not their Saturday night show. This is a Sunday afternoon show. And it goes along with it's a Spring Fever car show in downtown Niles. So in downtown Niles from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., they're going to have all sorts of exotic and classic cars that'll be lined up on along Main Street there. So tomorrow, 2 p.m., Hardware Wars and Plan 9.1 from Outer Space, a couple of Ernie Fasalius films, and then at 3, the classic Plan 9 from Outer Space. You can go to nilesfilmmuseum.org to find out more. nilesfilmmuseum.org. Here's music from Mark Shaman from the Addams Family feature film. KFJC is your source for sound.
Extra fun in everything we do. Just pour some coke and rattle the ice. The things go better when you treat them nice. Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke.
Well, what Star Wars does is it tells us about parents and children and how connected each is to the other, and it is probably the most stirring tale, I think, of boy's need for a dad and a dad's need for a boy that we have in modern culture, and it kind of nails some of the intensity of those feelings. It also, and I think this is equally deep, tells us something about redemption. So the idea is that if you can get your kid to love you, it's probably going to be okay. And also, if you do something heroic and good, you can probably be redeemed in some sense of your soul, whether we're talking about religion or not. You can be redeemed even if you were really a creep before that. At least if what you do that redeems yourself is very major and important, as it certainly was in Star Wars. And I think we're going to see themes about parents and kids and redemption in the new episodes as well. In terms of empires and republics, what the movies kind of capture and I think nail is that authoritarianism has a bit of an appeal. The idea that, you know, an authoritarian leader can get something done and maybe take a little bit of the chaos that freedom creates and get it into some sort of management, and that can make life a little more orderly, and people like that. But it also tells us that in every human heart there is a kind of need for freedom, meaning there isn't going to be a boot on your face and there's going to be a capacity for governing yourself. And the tale of the appeal of authoritarianism, which really kind of captures what happened in Nazi Germany and captures a little bit some of the appeal of authoritarians all over the world, including currently Turkey, it gets that. And it gets that in a way that is true to the arc of human history. And the failures of authoritarianism because of people don't like a boot in their face, it kind of lightly but memorably captures that as well. So if you're in, you know, a country that's cool,
This story is about 10 rather close relations of ours who seem to get into almost exactly the same kind of trouble we do. All 10 of these jolly characters lived in the same neighborhood and were all good friends, generally speaking. Each of them had a bicycle, and each took care of his bicycle in exactly the way that he took care of himself. One day, they held a group think and decided to have a picnic in a little park just 9 blocks away. Now, that doesn't sound far, but a lot can happen in 9 blocks, right? Well, sound off out there. I said, right? Right.
Here at KFJC, the month of mayhem is upon us once again. Here are some cool special programs we've got coming up this month.
On Saturday, Mayhem 4th, from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., Jeremiah Johnson hosts Oral Experimentation, Exploration and Exploitation Part 1. KFJC enters the wormhole and embarks on the interdimensional journey of time and space.
Snap, crackle, pop goes the vinyl. Monday, Mayhem 6th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Hosted by Max Level, Hemorrhoid the Leader, and Jersey Girl.
Exploring the Bristol Sound, the Mark Stewart Edition, Wednesday, Mayhem 8th at 10 a.m., hosted by Mr. S. An exploration of the work of Mark Stewart, a prominent figure in the UK post-punk, avant-funk, industrial, and dub music scenes.
On Friday, Mayhem 10th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., DJ I'll Be a Moonlight looks at the careers of two stalwart tenor players, Lucky Thompson and Fred Anderson. Two tenors, swinging, bopping, and playing free.
Goodwrench presents More Music, Friday, Mayhem 10th, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., a feature on this Berlin-based label run by Thomas Moore.
On Saturday, Mayhem 11th, from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., Jeremiah Johnson hosts Oral Experimentation, Exploration and Exploitation Part 2. Tune in as he contorts, teases, twists, blends, grinds, muddles, and mixes the sounds of the KFJC library.
You've Been Progged, Saturday, Mayhem 11th, Progressive Rock, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., hosted by Carson Street.
From 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, Mayhem 12th, tune in for an encore broadcast of Circumference's celebration of the life of composer Burt Bacharach, Lost in the Valley of Heart's Delight, the early songs of Burt Bacharach. And if 3 hours of Burt Bacharach is just not enough, keep it tuned from noon to 3 p.m. on Sunday the 12th as Circumference presents San Jose Found, the Bacharach Boom, in which we'll hear all those memorable pop songs that we love.
Exploring the Bristol Sound, the trip-hop edition, Wednesday, Mayhem 15th at 10 a.m. This edition of the All-British Music Show will focus on trip-hop, the music and the musicians hosted by Ann Arbor.
And that's what's up. Be sure to check kfjc.org for the latest information.
Forgot now and then. Now, let me introduce Philip Flugel. He's a star athlete, the president of his class, an honor student, and he has the handsomest profile in school. Just look at it, will you? Now, Flug, as his friends call him, has one little flaw in his character. He is very easily bored. Right now, he's asking himself why everyone has to go up this side of the street. It's so samey. So, proving that even a class president can make mistakes, he decided to ride against traffic. Oh, he knows that auto drivers never do this. But he's in the mood to do something different. Philip Flugel is no longer bored. Meet Nellie Zweibach. She's as nice as can be on foot. But when she gets on that bike, sweet Nellie becomes terribly impatient with other people's driving. Although there are only a few left now, she's having trouble sharing the street with them. So, Nelbert is about to make a decision she'd never make if she weren't angry. There she goes. She knows that riding on the sidewalk isn't allowed in her city and many others, and that even where it is, pedestrians always have the right of way. But Nelbert's upset, and she'd like to know just one good reason why she shouldn't take over the sidewalk all to herself. Albert Zweibach got her one good reason. Quickly meet Stanislaw Higginbottom while you can. He's a nice boy, but he won't be with us long. Stanislaw just wasn't quite bright enough. So that's why Orville Slump is picnicking alone today. He watched the signals, he obeyed traffic signs, he made hand signals, he rode alone, he stayed on the right side of the street, got a license, rode just like auto drivers drive, and kept the brakes and all in good condition. And he got fat. Of course, it was very lonely. But then, as anyone can plainly see, he wasn't a monkey, right? Now, that sounds as if you really mean it, right?
Bernard Herrmann, a prelude to Jason and the Argonauts. Ray Harryhausen. Was that. We always have some Ray Harryhausen stuff at the Psychotronic. This is 89.7 KFJC and the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show. I'm your host, Robert Emmett. We also heard One Got Fat, an academic film that was shown in schools to get people to pay more attention to bicycle safety. The Melbourne Scott Orchestra did the Star Wars medley. Cass Castine talked about the importance of Star Wars. Tom Jones rattling some ice for Coke and started off with Mark Shaman and Family Plots from the first Addams Family movie.
Down these mean streets a man must go who is not himself mean. He must be a complete man, a common man, and yet an unusual man. He must be, to use a rather weathered phrase, a man of honor, without thought of it, and certainly without saying it. He must be the best man in his musical world, and a good enough man for any musical world.
You know you don't have to act with me. You don't have to say anything, and you don't have to do anything. Oh, maybe just whistle. You know how to whistle, don't you?
Carson Street, Saturday afternoons, 12 noon to 3 o'clock, on KFJC 89.7 FM. Your source for sound.
You know, it's always smart to have the right answers like that. Now you take it easy. I got this thing all figured out.
You always have a very smooth explanation ready, huh?
What do you want me to do, learn to stutter?
That's right. He doesn't have a live mic this week, but he'll be on anyway, as they say, coming up in about 20 minutes, Carson Street. Well, we're going to do a double shot of Vic Mizzy, keeping in May the 4th Be With You, that we're going to play his theme to The Reluctant Astronaut, Don Knotts movie. And then, did you know that he wrote Don't Cross the Street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block? Well, he did. Vic Mizzy, your source for sound, KFJC.
Beard and a crooked stare, tramps along with the folks all scared. With a tickle in his eye, he passes them by, the old man of the mountain. For he wears long hair and his feet are bare. They say he's mad as a green man. His cares are none and he fears no one. The old man of the mountain. He talks with the bears when he's lonely, sleeps with the sky for a tent, and he'll eat you up when he's hungry, and it wouldn't cost him a red cent. And he'll live as long as an old oak tree. He'll eat up fools like you and me. Oh, I often sigh and jump and cry at the old man of the mountain.
I'm going up to see that old man of the mountain.
Betty Boop cartoon, pre-code, actually. Old Man of the Mountain. This is 89.7 KFJC and the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show. We also heard The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms and the PSA, Don't Cross the Street in the Middle. There's a Vic Mizzy. It was a Vic Mizzy double shot with him also doing the main theme to The Reluctant Astronaut. What's happening at the Stanford Theater? Stanford Theater is doing a program now that's Hitchcock, Master of Suspense, and kind of looking at some of the, I won't say the early movies, because Hitchcock was around even in the silent era. This is kind of like the sort of middle movies that sometimes don't get as much attention. Shadow of a Doubt is playing this weekend. Shadow of the Doubt was shot up in Santa Rosa. And so, of course, there's the Till 2 Bar, the Tower Theater, and the train station. And only one of those still exists today, and it's the train station. And so he shot all around Santa Rosa because it was cheaper than building sets in Hollywood. And playing along with that, of course, is Notorious. Claude Rains, and in a great role as the guy who gets taken advantage of. So that's today and tomorrow, and then coming this Thursday and Friday, it's Lifeboat. Lifeboat, an interesting, you know, Hitchcock a lot of times made movies as sort of an exercise in challenge. So the thing is that Lifeboat is all about things that happen when people get torpedoed by a U-boat, and they're in a lifeboat, and there's nothing but water around them. And so it's an interesting film. And playing along with that, of course, is Spellbound, Miklos Rocha's great theremin score. And you have Is He Mad or Something Else? And so what's really cool, too, is there's a sort of a dream sequence that Salvador Dali put together. So that's Thursday and Friday. This weekend is Notorious and Shadow of a Doubt. Hitchcock, Master of Suspense. Find out more by going to stanfordtheater.org. stanfordtheater.org. Gee, let's play some more music. KFCC, your source for sound.
Open Oat with another stimulating discussion on the shape of breakfast cereals. Gentlemen, I was wondering...
There's a sociological significance in shapes.
Now, when you refer to shape, are you talking about the supreme headquarters of Allied powers in Europe?
No, General, cereal shapes.
The O shape of Cheerios, for example.
Mr. Snyder, do you think that's what's inherently responsible for Cheerios' nut-like flavor?
Your all-around perfect toasting of the oat.
Why, we eat Cheerios in the service a lot.
What service are you in, sir?
The cereal service.
I don't believe I caught your last name, General.
Mills.
And those aren't Army stars on your shoulder?
Nope. Twinkles.
Another fine product of General Mills, which brings our program to a close. I'm sorry, once again, we don't have a box
yes,
handy to show
you. Yes, we do.
Look out!
Open Oat has been brought to you by Cheerios, another Big G cereal from General Mills.
Can somebody call me?
Tonight, the knowledge of Life magazine's fashion editor, Sally Kirkland, teams up with the pride of the San Francisco Giants, returning to the scene of his first great triumphs, the Polo Grounds, Willie Mays, as Kirkland and Mays try to defeat the opposing team, one of England's outstanding authorities on fashions, from London's Victoria and Albert Museum, James Laver, and his teammate, the runs batted in champion of the American League, Boston Red Sox star Jackie Jensen. Which team will win on Brains and Brawn? Yes, it's the American version of Europe's number one television game, starring Jack Discoli and Fred Davis. And here to start the action is our Brains.
You're the star today. Smile, you're on Candid Camera.
With the hocus pocus, you're in focus.
It's your lucky day. Smile, you're on Candid Camera. It's fun to ask yourself. It's a comic ride, true and fun. To look at yourself as other people do. How's your sense of humor? There's a rumor laughter's on its way.
Well, Well, Mickey's hands are in the hostage position, so it's time to bid adieu to another edition of the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show. Next week, three more hours, soundtrack, show tunes, television themes, all the music you've gradually grown to trust over the course of several generations. Get out and do some stuff this weekend. Of course, the KFJC Psychotronic Film Festival happening tonight right here at Foothill College, 7 to 11 p.m., $5 donation. Go to kfjc.org for more information. There's also movies, music, museums. Even if all you do is get together with your friends and discuss the issues of the day, take advantage of the resources that we have right here, right in our own backyard. Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC, Los Altos Hills. Coming up next is Carson Street. Until next week, this is Robert Emmett saying,